The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Shawn Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rock.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
baby? See, they do float.
Look at that!
I told you, they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la 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 la, what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rock Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're back! Total Divas Season 5! With all the drama you can handle. We have babies, we have mamas, we have fly fishing?
Classy fly fishing.
Classy fly fishing. And heeled Timberlands, because I had no idea such a thing existed.
Yeah.
And not just heeled, oh no, they are thigh-high heeled Timberlands.
Because that's how they roll.
Because that's how they roll. We're going to fill you in who rolls in style after the break. So you're listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Let
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
And welcome back to the Rack Extra, Total Divas, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're seeing previously on Total Divas, people getting ready for Rose's shower, all the problems that ensued with that, and then, well, Paige and the Bradley situation, which we're not going to discuss, and Paige and her mom, Paige's drama, and here's the quote. I'm trying to put on a brave face, I'm trying to smile, but I have a huge secret that no one knows about. Paige. Oh my.
Oh my.
And I have a feeling the secret's about to come out.
Yeah.
Because
they wouldn't mention it in the quote if it wasn't going to come out.
And hey, we are in Cincinnati, Ohio for Thursday Night SmackDown. Ambrose? Do we get to see an Ambrose?
We saw Rich Brent. Wait, is that a JoJo?
Hashtag where's JoJo?
Right there.
And there's Renee Young.
And there's Paige talking about a shower. Paige is sort of fed up with Rosa in the shower and the baby talk.
And, well, Paige is tired of baby talk, and what are we doing? More baby talk. Alicia's futzing around on her phone. Paige is basically depressed. She's not doing so well right now. Having a little bit of a hard time.
It's affecting her.
It's affecting her. She's not her usual self.
You see an Emma.
Slapping Natty on the ass.
As you do. There's a bunch of... Nikki's kissing a bunch of things.
And we're going to Washington State with Bree and Brian.
So what are they doing? They're selling her lipstick, her kisses?
I think it's for the Divas Championship thing for her longest reign.
Oh.
High heel Timberlands, because that's useful. But anyway, we're going to Washington State to look at land with Bree with the Bellas. This should be fun. And Brian.
Brian will
it's
make
booby
it fun.
Month.
Brian will make it fun. Yes, it is booby month.
Hey, it's Team Snuka.
Beating up on an Uso.
Because he probably said something stupid.
Probably.
Alicia's saying that because of Nikki's injury, they might be getting taken off the road, which is good for her because she's got family issues.
And Charlotte with the spear and the figure eight, and Alicia has to frantically tap out. As we see shots of the bridge and all the fun, happy things, and now we're in a hotel lobby or bar.
So, basically, a longtime family friend is sick, the mom doesn't know, and she's flying her mother and her sister in so she can let them know that he is sick. I'm guessing he's in Jacksonville, but it's obviously very upsetting to Alicia. I'm guessing Alicia and her mother and her sister are not close.
I'm picking up on that.
Because Paige is talking about how, you know, this could be a way that you could all come back together and...
sort of bond and, you know, yeah.
Put life back into perspective and all this other stuff, but I don't know about that. Sometimes that doesn't work.
Now we're high-fiving each other repeatedly.
Paige is like, let's class it up. We're in a classy place.
Right. We're down in Port Townsend, Washington. This is Tigger that said, play with my wiener and it's a wiener dog. That's great.
And Brian lost it.
So we're with the Bella twins, the brother, and Daniel Bryan.
Okay, so this is a summer home. This is not a full-time house, y'all. This is a summer home. Wait. Nikki thinks she's low maintenance?
She does.
She seriously thinks she's low maintenance. Nikki, you are so not low maintenance, honey. I love you to death, but no, you are the exact opposite of low maintenance. And now Brian is explaining to her what high maintenance is.
We're now with Rosa and Alicia.
Okay, now Alicia is backing out of the baby shower because she has family stuff. Wow, Rosa, that's incredibly selfish.
Rosa, really? Rosa, stop freaking the fuck out. Yes, she is, Alicia. She is being very self-consumed.
Wow, Nikki... really wore platform Timberlands to go for a walk in the woods. Hey, it's a Kevin Owens. Okay. All right. You know, honestly, that's really kind of a nasty thing to say to somebody of, oh, so you're going to go see your family instead of coming to my shower?
Yeah.
Like, that's a really dick move. I'm sorry. You know, okay. I understand you're pregnant. I understand you really wanted her to be there. But when somebody goes, hey, I'm sorry, I have to do stuff with my family, you don't say something like that.
You don't question it. You just go, okay. Sorry.
Okay.
I'll talk to you the next day, that's all.
Okay, I'm really sorry you're not going to be there, but, you know, I hope things go well with your family. Like, family stuff is family stuff, and especially if it's, like, a family emergency, you don't say, oh, well, you know, you suck because you're not going to be there. Like, this is what she's saying.
It is. It's exactly what she's saying.
It's horrible. And she's getting all upset and freaking out, which is like, yeah, okay, I get you're upset that Alicia's backing out at the last minute. But at the same time, she can't help that there's a family emergency.
No, she can't. She really can't.
It's like basically somebody who is essentially her father, or she views as her father, is dying.
Yeah. Yeah. You. Yeah.
And then to follow it up with, well, you can see your family anytime. I'm only going to have like one or two showers in my life.
One or two.
That's just really, really, really self-centered and selfish.
Very much so.
Come on, Rosa. You're better than that.
As we come back from break.
We're in the woods with the Danielsons. Is that the Bad News Flannel?
No.
Maybe. No, I think it's slightly... it's slightly different.
Slightly different. Slightly. They are really going into the woods.
Well, they're buying a piece of land. They're not buying a house, anything with a house on it.
Oh, I know. Dude, those boots are big. He goes, let's see you run in those. And then she starts to run. Brian's like, that's a waddle. She will camp there for the entire night for $50. This is their forever home.
Nikki's reaction is just kind of priceless.
Because who goes to Washington State for summer when you have a house in Arizona?
Well, when it's 120 degrees outside.
Bree randomly shook Brian's hand for whatever reason.
Well, they're closing the deal, you know? So it's shake, 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 shake. Oh, wait, I'm married to you.
Right, right. There's Alicia's sister who is on one of the Tough Enoughs?
Yeah. I think it was the one before this.
The Austin one.
Yeah, it was on the Austin one. And now we're hearing about Alicia's issues with her mom and how she kind of stood her up. And so wait, does the sister know?
I think so.
Oh, goodness.
This is not going to be good. This is not going to go well.
So basically, it's going to be an attempt for a healing session between Alicia and her mother. They have issues where her mother frequently abandons her. For whatever reason, the sister is excusing it, saying, well, she doesn't really know how to cope.
Brian's like, I see, Nicole, you're having problems with your bag. I'll help you carry it.
So now we're in Washington. We're going to the little house that I think they want to build. And now they're trying to get Nikki out of the boots.
Not going so well. Brian's like, will you come visit us? They're like, no. Okay, cool. We're moving out here tomorrow. Bree's like, you're a good person. High maintenance, but you're good.
Nikki's like, I'm sitting here eating out of a paper box. I'm so not high maintenance. Yes, Nikki. Yes, you are. You have champagne taste, honey. I miss Brian giving Nikki crap so much. It's been too long.
It has been too long. Even though it's only like 3 weeks. The mother has shown up.
She drives a monster truck.
Yeah, she does.
And now we're talking about
family vandalism.
Family vandalism. I don't know how else to put that. Where they basically egged a neighbor's house. And we're back at Monday Night Raw in Boston.
We're in Beantown. Woohoo.
Woo woo woo, you know it. We see Rosa backstage and Paige, Eva and Mandy.
Time to watch the show as Paige heads to the ring. Eva's not coming now either.
She's getting upset. Eva has to work.
So does Mandy.
And we see Natty versus Paige. I think I remember this match. Uh-oh, Paige has something she wants to get off her chest. I don't think this is going
to
be good.
Starting to get to Paige, just whatever the secret is.
It's wearing her down.
And Paige taps to Natty.
Paige needs a break. And we see Kevin Owens. We see Big Show.
Big Show asks if Paige is all right. She's like, I'm good. Big Show's like, you don't look good.
And now he gives her a hug. Oh my god. Oh. That's awkward.
Okay then.
All right. For those of you that are listening that did not see the show, Paige just admitted that she was pregnant before she signed with WWE, right before... And she lost her child, unfortunately. And then while she was here, at some point, she had surgery to remove ovarian cysts. And that's when the doctors told her that she may never be able to have children again, which is weighing on her and is super, super heavy. That's incredibly unfortunate for her because obviously you can tell that she does want to be a mother at some point, just not right now. So that adds another level to the whole marriage thing.
Yeah, it does.
Because obviously with marriage comes kids.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense.
And I don't think she's told anybody that, well, she may not be able to have children. And so that is why the baby shower thing and Rosa talking about her pregnancy and everything like that is starting to grind down on Paige because, well, you know, I'm sure while she's very happy for her friend, she can't help but think, oh, well, I'm going to potentially never have one on my own because, as she says, it's very hard for female wrestlers to get pregnant simply due to what you do to your body in terms of workouts, the abuse that it takes, the weight that you have to maintain, certain things in the womanly areas do not operate properly depending on what your weight is, both on the high end and on the low end. So it can be incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
But that sucks for Paige. That's incredibly unfortunate. I don't know what else to say about that.
I don't really think I can add anything to that.
As we come back from break, we are out bike riding with Clan Foxy, and we're going to lunch. We have a random man with us.
Maybe they'll tell us who it is.
Oh, it's the brother-in-law.
Okay.
So she's invited the family friend. So, okay, this is awkward, basically. The mom knew about the condition, hasn't said anything to the kids, and Alicia's not happy about it.
Well, that took a twist.
And we're back in Port Townsend with Team Bella.
Oh, so Nikki's going to be one outside camping.
What is that hat?
I don't know.
Basically, she's trying to prove she's not just a glam bot and that she can do things like camp outside.
Of a house.
Now he's making her put together a tent.
A lot of expletives that I keep getting bleeped. She's like, oh, oh, oh. Bree's like, I'm going to let these two act like children. And yeah.
I swear to God, Brian lives to give her crap.
Uh-huh. This was probably the greatest night of his life.
And now Brian informs her that if she's roughing it, she has to pee outside. And she's like, no.
He's showing her how to squat.
Brian! Yeah, I'm with Nikki. Okay, I'm not taking a squat in the woods.
But that's the idea. If you're gonna do it, you gotta do it.
I'm with her. You can stand up. You aim away, okay? I can't do that. Neither can she. We don't have the ability to aim. It just kind of goes one direction.
There was this one tree in the park that... Anyway, moving on.
Now we're with Paige and Rosa.
So Paige won't be going to the baby shower either.
Paige is bailing on the shower. And Rosa's behind the wheel of the car. Oh, God. Wow. That's kind of, again, selfish. That's, like, really, really, really damn selfish. Anyway, back in Port Townsend, because we'll get to... We're getting into that.
Oh, God. Daniel Bryan's back chopping wood. The moment where Bray and Nikki beat Cena and Bryan in a wood chopping contest. I remember this episode. This was a fun episode.
That was a fun episode, yeah. Bryan believes in hunting.
Apparently.
What time of day is this? She's drinking.
Brother, like, don't let go of the axe.
Yay, she split another piece of wood. And they're going fishing, and Bree and Bryan don't eat fish. This is gonna be awesome.
We're back with the Foxy clan.
Oh my.
She don't even remember blowing her off.
Wow. Like, she... Oh no. She remembers. She's just acting like she didn't remember. Oh God. Okay, so, kind of going back to Rosa, because I feel like this needs to be said. So you invite every diva in the locker room.
Who works six out of the 7 days of the week.
Yeah. And that's incredibly sweet that she invited everybody. Because she wants everybody there. She views them all as her friends and her family. And I think that's really nice and sweet of her that she did that. I think it's incredibly selfish that she's not taking into account their schedules and they're going to have to work. I understand that she has tried to plan the shower probably around the schedule. But if the, you know, or she's like, well, you know you have the option to say no, right?
But you really don't.
You really don't in most situations. If they come to you and they say, especially in, you know, their case for Paige and the other Total Divas, they're expected to do more because they do the reality show. So they are expected to make those appearances when some of the other divas are not, because basically the Total Divas are the face of the brand and of the company. So it's, hey, we need you to go do this. You don't say no.
You don't. You just go and do it. It's like, okay, I'm in the area. I'll go do it. It's fine.
And that is part of your job.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The only time you really have an option to say no is if there's some sort of family emergency or some sort of emergency where it's, I'm sorry, I can't make it, and you have a really good reason why. Saying, hey, no, I can't go because I have to go to Rosa's baby shower is not a good enough reason to turn down that appearance. I'm sorry, it's not. And that's not a slight at Rosa. It's just, it happens. I understand Paige is using it as a way to get out of it, which is not cool on her part.
But it's still like, something she has to do.
But it's when the company does it. It's not like she called the company and said, hey, is there anything I can do to get out of this baby shower? Yeah, sure, go to MTV. That's not what happened.
No, it's like, you're in LA? Well, there's opportunity.
I mean, here's the thing. Paige is in for the long haul. Whereas girls like Rosa, they're on their way out. You know, Rosa and the Bellas and probably Alicia Fox, they're all on their way out of the company. So to them, it's to do the appearances and do this type of thing. Yeah, they probably do have more options to say no. For Paige, she just came up. She's just growing. she can't say no. I think that's incredibly selfish of her to just go, well, you know, I can't believe you're not coming. I get that the showers, you know, nobody from work is really coming to the shower, and that's unfortunate, but you're the one that insisted it be in LA, and that your fam, that, you know, that your family be there.
We're back from break, and now we're going fishing.
Which is interesting. They have Nikki in waders, and she's fishing. I just don't even, I can't even with this.
I'm surprised they're not, like, you know, high heel waders. Do they make such a thing?
I don't think they do. I'm sure she looked.
So Brian and Brie are going shopping, and while Nikki's going fly fishing, she finds some booties.
Brie seriously has baby fever.
She is hashtag Mama Brie Bella.
And now we're learning how to fly fish.
They're trying. Nikki's learning from this experience. It's a beautiful thing. She's growing from this. Everyone's moving on without Nikki. She's not there yet.
Basically, they're bragging about their awesome day.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, God, here we go. And now we see Team Foxy, and now we're hashing it out.
Oh, this ain't going well. They're arguing back and forth.
The sister and the brother-in-law are just sitting in the back, and they're like, this is awkward. This is so awkward.
Very awkward.
Ooh.
Ooh, that look.
I know that look. That's called your mama gonna beat your ass.
That is the beat your ass look. So Alicia's tired of being the mother. She wants to be the daughter.
Now we're getting into it. The mother's like saying, you know, you should hope and pray that you're never the single parent. Okay, so I want to talk about Nikki.
Okay, let's talk about Nikki.
Because we need to discuss Nikki. We've dwelled on Rosa. We'll get to Team Foxy. That's not done yet.
That's not done yet, no.
So I want to talk about Nikki's comment of how everyone is moving on. Except her, and she's not ready to move on.
No, she's clearly ready to move on.
She's... Go ahead.
No, there's just someone who else isn't ready to move on with her.
Yeah, this is kind of one of those moments where you want to say this is a consequence of what you've chosen to do, which is you know, you've chosen to stay with John, you've decided you're not going to get married, you're not going to have children, which that is totally fine because that is your choice. The flip side to that is now you have to sit there and you have to watch all your friends and your sister get married and have children, and now have the life that you wanted to have originally, but you have now chosen not to have.
Right.
That's the consequence of that choice, is you changed your mind, you have decided that's not what you want, but now you watch everybody else do that. And that's where it puts that entire choice into question, is this what I really want?
Right.
Type thing. Which I think we will get there unless John Cena says, hey, let's get married. But, you know, for her to basically be like, well, I'm getting left behind. Yeah, you are.
Clearly, because you are.
But that's part of your choice.
You know, it's a decision made to be with the person you want to be with.
I mean, everybody has told you up until this point, is this, you know, everybody said, is this what you want? Is this what you really want?
And she keeps saying, yes, 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 yes. And then when it comes, boils down to it, now wanting what they have.
Well, she's trying to prove that she's more than this image, which is she's this glam girl. It's like, oh, I can go fishing. I can go camping. I can keep up with Brie. I'm not just what you think I am.
Right.
I'm so much more, which she feels a little inadequate in terms of trying to prove her worth.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't understand why, but it's like, okay, all right.
I'll bite.
Which, if she's trying new things, that's great.
Great. It's fantastic. We'll get more into it here in a bit, because we're back from break.
We're back in break. We're back in the car with Team Foxy. We're arriving at the hotel. We're dropping Mama off, and the sister.
The sister's telling she needs to relax and sort of come at it a different way. There's a lot of history, etc.
And Alicia's just having a really hard time with it. She's headed home, she's going to get a good night's sleep, and she's going to come at it refreshed. It's basically, I have to take my mom with a grain of salt, and I can't want what she's not going to give. As we're now at the shower, she's got a nice pile of presents. She has a green screen and a photographer. Mama's there.
That's expensive as all hell.
Lillian Garcia came!
So, alright, we remember to bring this back up, because we gotta talk about something.
Okay, I will. We're still in LA, we're with Paige at the show, she's getting ready.
Me and the guy, the host of the show, apparently is scared of Paige, and yeah, he's scared to be screamed at. So we're seeing Paige filming the show.
Paige feels really bad, she's not going to the shower. So, Rose's baby shower, you wanted to discuss.
So she makes the comment, she chose a show over my baby shower, right?
Right.
So, let's think about this for a second. Are we watching a show?
Yep.
Were there cameras there at her baby shower?
Yep.
So basically, she chose another show over this show, if you think about it that way. Because with cameras there, it's not just a baby shower. it's now a TV show.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's manufactured drama, but at the same time, it's also, yeah, it's...
It's from Rose's perspective. She doesn't see the other side of it. It's like, oh my, I get Rose's point. Oh my God, it's my favorite show. Everyone should be there. It's like, you're in a business where people miss things all the time. It's probably rule number two in the business.
Yeah, you're gonna miss birthdays, you're gonna miss funerals, you're gonna miss anniversaries, you're gonna miss everything. Because you're gone 300 plus days a year. They work 5, 6, 7 days a week sometimes.
Right.
They can go months without getting a day off.
And she wanted to do it out in California, so her family could be there.
I completely respect her wanting her family there.
That is fantastic.
But she has
to realize everyone else lives on the east side of things. Most of them.
Most of them live on the East Coast. Most of them, they do weekend house shows or they do weekend shows. So if you're doing it on weekend, then more than likely everybody's going to be booked to work, which means a lot of people aren't going to be able to come anyway. So you really have to do it in the middle of the week for your WWE friends to be able to be there, because those are the only days that they don't get or they don't work is on usually Wednesday or Thursday.
Right. And honestly, they should just pick the Thursday to do it. Were in Florida and had two baby showers.
Yeah, they really should have done two showers. I mean, honestly, truthfully, that would have probably been easier than create all the drama, but it is what it is, because it's, you know, it's total divas and there's going to be drama. But yeah, I mean, I understand Rose is upset because she wants all of her friends and family there at her shower, but at the same time, I think it's incredibly selfish for her to look at them and be like, well, you're choosing this over me. You're choosing work over me. You're choosing family over me. I'm more important than that. It's like, that's a little selfish.
Newsflash, you're not. Sorry, but you're not.
Yeah. I mean, you're a sweet person, you're a kind person, you're a great person, but you're not more important than Alicia trying to hash things out with her family. You're not more important than Paige needing to do a gift for the company because the company asked her to do it.
Correct.
As we come back from break, we're back in the shower.
Rose is like, Paige should be here. And when wouldn't you know it? Da-da-da-da!
Paige arrives.
She comes after the show to the baby shower. She's like, I had to do other things afterwards, but I left right away because I had to go see my bitch. So in the end, Paige did show up.
And now we're talking it out.
Rose's face is like, oh. Paige had all the names picked out.
Paige is really happy for Rosa, but it's just really, really, really hard for her. Because she, clearly the baby was wanted, and she lost it. Paige wants to be a mom, she wants to be like her mom. Not right now, but eventually. She's like, I'm going to be an awesome auntie, and if that's all I ever get to be, that's fine with me. I'm going to be the best one ever.
We're playing Suck the Nipple, or Down the Nipple, or something like that.
You know, there's another thing that I can think of who this proves does it best.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Paige picks up on it and goes, that's how Rosa was made, because Mama Rosa downs the nipple first.
We're with the Bryan Danielson Bellas. The Bellasons. Two. Nikki's like, this is really far.
Well, actually,
Technically, you are.
Technically, you are.
But
I
get her point, but yeah, technically she is.
I get her point. But you have to be, again, it's all about choices. It's, okay, yeah, you want to live remote, you want to live in the middle of nowhere, fine, do that. But be prepared that nobody's really going to come to see you, because if it's hard to get to, then people are going to really think whether they want to come see you or not. Or whether it's really worth the trip for a couple days. Like, if you're going to do a month or longer... Mm-hmm. Visit, like, if you're going to go up there for a summer, then yeah, it's totally worth the time to go. But if it's going to take you all day to get there and you're only going for 3-4 days max, and then you have to leave again, it's like, well, do I really just want to go for that short of a spell? The answer is probably no, because it's like, well, we got to get on a plane, and I'm not sure what Port Townsend is near, but I would guess that you probably have to fly into Portland.
No, why would you go to Portland? You're in Washington State.
Oh, you're in Washington State? Okay, sorry. Washington State, Seattle?
Yeah, probably.
You either would have to go into Seattle, or you'd have to come into Eastern Washington, and you would have to drive in, and you don't know how far. You know what? What's the place called?
Port Townsend.
Townsend. What is this thing near? We're Googling live here on the Rack Extra.
I was already doing that before you started Googling.
One brain, y'all.
One brain. So it's in Jefferson County.
So what is it near?
Olympia? No. Yeah, Olympic Peninsula, Victoria.
Oh god, it's way the hell out there.
Apparently it is. Apparently she has a point. Wow, it really is out there.
Okay, so yeah, you would actually have to probably fly into Seattle And then you would either have to go by boat or drive. Well, I know, you'd probably fly into Tacoma.
Tacoma work.
But either way, you're flying into Seattle or Tacoma, and then you're driving or you're taking a boat up to where they want to live. So yeah, okay, I get Nikki's point. It's remote, it's difficult to get to. I can understand that. For her, because for her, she's coming from East Coast. She's down in Tampa with John. For the mom and the brother and them, it's not as difficult because they're on the West Coast already, so they can just straight shot it up from Phoenix.
Right.
But for Nikki, she's looking at a 4 to 5 hour flight, depending on your headwinds.
Yeah, and you would end up going from going to the Seattle Tacoma Airport.
So let's see. Where are the driving directions? Directions. SEA. So just to do it from Seattle, Washington. So it's about a 2 hour drive.
Nikki's again bringing up it's really hard, far and hard to get to.
So she's looking at all day mm-hmm. to get there.
Nikki feels like they're trying to get away from her.
Okay, that's selfish.
Brian's like, I'm taking her from you.
She's mine.
They're like, we love when you're a third wheel. Brian's like, we love that you're our third wheel.
Okay, so, and Bree is basically saying in the end that she needs to be more cognizant of Nikki's feelings, which is fair, but at the same time, you know, Nikki also needs to be cognizant of Bree's needs, which doesn't get brought up, but that should be said. I feel like it should be said.
It's a good thing you pointed that out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's about 2 hours away from Seattle, as we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So for Nikki, it's about a 4 or 5-ish hour flight. Plus, you add 2 hours driving on. So it's 7 hours to get there. She's flying all day. And then she's driving for the rest of it. So by the time she gets there, she's going to be exhausted. And then to get back, it's going to be equally as difficult for her. So I can understand that point. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be hard for her to come, which means she's not going to be able to come as much. And as they pointed out, because John is so busy, she's alone a lot. So we see Nikki going to Bree and Brian a lot because Bree is her sister, and she really doesn't have anyone else that she can go to. So she hangs out with Bree and Brian because she doesn't have anybody else, and if, well, they move out to the middle of nowhere, she's not going to be able to go there as much, which means she's going to be the one thing she hates, which is alone. So it creates kind of a conundrum, but it seems like they're getting it figured out.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. They may not move that far out, but they want some land.
They want some land. I think you can come in a little bit further in and still find land.
Oh, there's plenty of land, many places.
It's just what they want to pay for it. Because, I mean, Port Townsend, it's up on the water, right? It's actually very near the Canadian border, which I think is hilarious. But, I mean, you could go out all the way to Western Washington. Hey, they could go to Aberdeen!
They could.
They could go back to Aberdeen.
I don't think they will, but they could.
Well, doesn't Brian own the family house there? Or did he sell that?
He may have sold it, I don't know.
Because I remember in the first season...
First couple seasons.
Yeah, he had it, and then I don't know if he still has it, but yeah. So, I'm sure they'll find a place for their forever home, and it's something that, as now Bree moves on, because, spoiler alert, Bree's done.
Not off the show, she's just done in wrestling. Her wrestling career is over.
Yeah, Bree is still on Total Divas. For those of you that are not aware, she retired at WrestleMania this past Sunday, and she's moving on to bigger and better things to take care of Brian and also to have babies, finally. But she signed an ambassador contract, so she will continue on Total Divas. Yay. So we'll still get Bella Drama. But yeah, so now that Bree is done wrestling, it's she and Brian can now focus on what they really want.
Which is a family.
So maybe there are baby Bellas in our future.
It's baby mode coming soon.
Baby mama, we're going to get a baby. Baby!
Baby.
But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
Let's wrap this thing up.
All right, well, we are steaming towards the two-part season finale of Total Divas. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm very excited. Should be a lot of fun. 2 more weeks, Total Divas. It's going to be off the chain.
Ooh la la, we're going to France.
Ooh la la.
Mais oui. Oui. That's all the French.
I don't know any French. I took Spanish. So I don't even remember if I took
Bonjour.
It. Bonjour.
I know that.
Bonjour. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to be horrible at it. I'm now an ugly American and know like 3 words. So to our French counterparts, I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm sorry in French.
We like your toast and fries.
Your fries are awesome. Beautiful country, France. Everybody should go see it.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. And we're going to get to see it next week on Total Divas and in the following week. But for Rock, I'm Lindsay. We're done this week. So you've been listening to Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. Bye.